If you as a daughter-in-law are communicating rules to your mother-in-law, it's not going to end well. It's not going to look good. It's not a good look at all.
Do you know that about one in every three people in the United States listen to at least one podcast every month? That's millions of people listening. And do you also know that every month, thousands of podcast listeners listen to the Tales of an African Princess in America podcast? Well, do you have a business, service, or event that you would love others to hear about? Then look no further. To promote your services on the podcast, send an email to talesbydrozy@gmail.com today. Or you can visit our website at www.talesofanafricanprincessinamerica.com. Welcome back to the Tales of an African Princess in America podcast.
Okay, so I'm calling this the unedited series because I'm not going to take anything out. All right, I'm going to record these episodes and put them out because, as you guys know, I'm a new mom. I don't have time to edit these episodes anymore, and I don't want to outsource this. And I really want you guys to hear the ums and the ahs, because a lot of times people tell me, especially my listeners from Instagram, they're like, "Your podcast is so, you don't even say you just say, listen, I say all that stuff, I just take it out." Hi guys. Hi. Okay. So first, I'm back. I figured out a way to have a baby, have a job, and to record podcasts. And I'm doing it from my car. So I'm going to do this from my car from now on, because once I step in the house, I can't find any time to do anything. All right. So I'm going to do it from my car. Another thing is, that a lot of you don't know that podcasts are heavily edited. Like, when I started my podcast, I decided to edit my episodes by myself. So I wasn't outsourcing that. It allowed me to be more intimate with the episodes, you know. A lot of times when I interview people, they talk for probably over an hour, and I let them do that. But when I get ready to put out the episode, I just feel like an hour is a long time to listen to a podcast. So, you know, I take out a whole lot of stuff, or I make it two episodes. Or sometimes people get back to me and go like, "Ozzy, shit, I said something on that podcast I should not have said. Please take it out, you know? I don't want to lose my job," or something like that. Now, if someone reaches out to me and says, "Hey, do this for me," you know, I do it. I do it because it's just a podcast, you guys. It's not worth losing your job over. So, I do it. And so, yeah, I've edited the podcast. And I feel like if I outsource that to someone, sometimes it's too much back and forth, or sometimes they take out stuff that I really want them to leave in, and then I have to email and, you know, a lot of stuff. So I've been doing it myself for a while, but since I had the baby, it's kind of hard to edit podcasts and then feed your baby on schedule or do stuff like that. So right now, every time I'm going to work, I'm going to record an episode, you know, wake up a little earlier, record an episode, and then hit the road, or record the episode in traffic and save time, you know? Life hack. That's a life hack right there. Anyway, all this is possible because, shout out to Adekunbi, my baby, she's sleeping so much better right now. And so she's sleeping through the night, probably wakes up one time to feed, but that's it. And then she sleeps so good. So I'm thankful for that. This allows me to be back fully on the podcast. Ade, my husband, is a he's not a constant feature on the podcast. He kind of hops in and out, according to, you know, depending on his mood and if he's available, actually, because he's always working. So I'll invite him. I know you guys like listening to hear from him, but I'll invite him from time to time. All right. Okay, so I'm calling this the unedited series because I'm not going to take anything out. All right, I'm going to record these episodes and put them out because, as you guys know, I'm a new mom. I don't have time to edit these episodes anymore, and I don't want to outsource this. And I really want you guys to hear the ums and the ahs, because a lot of times people tell me, especially my listeners from Instagram, they're like, "Your podcast is so clear, you don't even say you just say, listen, I say all that stuff, I just take it out." Sometimes I feel like cursing too. And if I do, I take those out as well. Because that's not the image I want you guys to have of me. But, times have changed. Alright? Things are evolving. And so I feel like it's a good time to be honest about just how much time I have and what I'm doing. And just, you know, so you guys can get some edited stuff, unedited stuff. Alright? Okay. Alright. So my mother-in-law and my father-in-law are here. My parents were here for 2 months and then they left to see another one of my sisters and go do all their medical checks. And then my parents-in-law arrived. They've been with us for about 2 weeks and so far it's going great. So far it's going great. Now, before my mother-in-law arrived, I was so worried. Oh my God, you guys, I was calling all my friends that I've had mother-in-laws come over. I'm like, okay, how did it go? How should I act? Should I be myself? Like, myself sometimes is like, I don't want to talk to anybody. I just want to go upstairs and like lay on my bed and do nothing, you know? But I feel like when you have people in the house, you can't just go upstairs and just chill in your bed. You know, you have to be entertaining. Part of having people in your house is just that entertaining, you know, and I don't know how much entertaining I can do. And when it's my mom, I feel like she already knows me, so I don't have to do anything special, you know. But with my mom-in-law, I haven't really spent one night with her, you know, or my father-in-law. I haven't spent one night with them. The one time I went over there was when Ade introduced me to them. The next time was the wedding, and then we're here, all right? So we have a baby and they're coming over. So I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do? I hope they like me. You know, I find myself thinking about that. You know, no matter how grown you are or where you are in life, when you meet new people, you want to make a good impression, you know, especially when they're going to be with you for a while. I think my mom-in-law is going to be here for about 3 months or four. I'm not sure anymore. Yeah, so I was calling my friends. I was like, hey, what's up? What? How am I going to behave? My mom is like, just be yourself. Because if you start something, like if you start trying to be someone else or give them an image that you're not, when you now, because you can't keep up with that, 3 months is a long time. When you now decide to be yourself, it's just going to be like, ah, why is she changing? But really, it was never really you. So my mom is like, just be yourself. And, you know, you're respectful, you're kind. These are values that everyone respects and recognizes. I think they would like and appreciate that if you're just yourself. But you know that there's a mind inside you that just wants to, let them see me in a great light. I mean, good is not enough. I want to see me in a great light, you know. So I worried about that. But honestly, I was worried for nothing because my mom-in-law came. I think she also knew that I would be having these, like, worries. Because when she came, within the first, like, couple days, she already told me that, see, if you treat me like your mom, you know, if you're just respectful to people, you have a problem. You know, she told me stories about how she also at some point lived with her mother-in-law. Her mother-in-law came around. And so she was like, don't worry about it. You know, and then the first few days, I kind of studied her too. I kind of know, okay, these are the things that she likes, you know. And so I just try to respect that and I try to go with the flow, right? So, but the reason I'm talking about in-laws is that I know a lot of people are going to be dealing with this soon. You get married, or even if you're not married, you're being introduced to the family. And especially Nigerian families are a little different. Not just Nigerian families, but Nigerian families where you probably grew up in Nigeria, right? Not the Nigerian families that grew up here, because I can't speak so much about that. But the families who have grown up in, or the people who have grown up in Nigeria, moving to the States, the culture is a little bit different, right? So sometimes I pick up the New York Times and I read stuff. I don't read the important stuff. I read stuff like gossip, you know, because let me tell you guys, my day is full of heavy lifting mentally. I go to work, I do all these calculations. It's science, 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 science. You know, I'm reading articles. When I'm not, during my downtime, I just want to read stuff that is so simple. I don't want to go into politics or all those things that will make you think too much. I want to do simple stuff, all right? So sometimes on the New York Times, they have this question and answer series, right? And I read that sometimes. So I'm going to read one that caught my eye, and I'll kind of give you guys my opinion based on the fact that I have my parents-in-law here with me, right? My mom-in-law is super private, so I would never share anything that she probably has told me in private because she's very private about her family. And she says that, like, every day she says that. So that's why you may never see her on my social media, like I post my parents. Not because I'm not proud of her. I don't like to post her. Oh my gosh, she's super gorgeous. But it's just that I've noticed that every time we talk, she's always saying that she's a private person. I can see that. So I'm never going to really... I doubt that she's going to be on the podcast. Anyway, so back to the New York Times. I was reading something. The question is, my partner and I live on the West Coast. Our families live on the East Coast. When we go home, we make detailed plans for seeing our parents to keep our visits evenly divided and fair. Over the past few years, though, my husband likes that word, though, when I'm having a, you know, crappy day, he would just come and say, "Hey, Ozzy, how are you doing, though?" Okay, back to the story. Over the past few years, though, when we're visiting my family, my partner's mother has a habit of stopping by unannounced and staying for the day. Once she stayed overnight, she put an exclamation mark there. This upsets me. She's preventing me from spending time alone with my parents. We've told her these days are reserved for my family and that my parents don't encroach on her designated time with her son, but she continues to drop by. I want her to respect my private time with my family. Any advice? Okay. So the reason why this caught my eyes is because I have my parents here. And because I just realized so much what the role that culture plays in some of these things, in the way that culture shapes our lives. So I'll give you guys an example. When my parents come over, I'm fine if they want to stay 1 year. It doesn't bother me. The only thing I'm thinking about is, okay, the first thing I think about is, how am I going to have sex without my parents hearing? That's the only thing I think about. But I don't think about that they're encroaching on my space. No, I don't think about that. Because for context, right? My parents live in Nigeria and I live in the United States, right? Same as my husband's parents as well. So every time that they say they're going to come and visit us, or if they say they're going to come visit us, I'm not going to be like, okay, you guys only have 2 months. But then I realize that it's a culture thing, because we always think about our parents, right? Parents make so many sacrifices that when we finally have made it in life, we factor them into big decisions, like even buying a house. Like buying a house, I said to my husband that we have to have some rooms on the ground floor because my parents are getting older. I don't want them going up and down the stairs. Or we have to have more rooms because I want to be able to have my parents over or family over as much as possible. So I realized that it's a culture thing, right? So I don't mind having family here. As I told you guys, my parents-in-law are going to be here for 4 months. So it's not a big deal to me. The only thing about it is that I guess, again, I'm blessed to have people who are not like super, they're not encroaching on anything. They're very respectful. We are very respectful of them. They're very respectful too. And so we're not on each other all the time. There's like a little bit more space. So when I was thinking about this lady's question, because it's a lady that sent in the question, I understand that sometimes you have to set boundaries. Now, while I may not find it difficult if my parents came over, I understand that there's certain people that want to come over that will be like, no, you know, you're not really my parents. Or maybe you've come over before and you're a little meddlesome. You know, like there might be times when someone wants to come over and I would say no. I don't know who that would be. But at some point, I feel like I would be more, especially if someone comes over and they're like, I don't want to use the word liability. But you know how people come over and they finish eating and they don't take their plates to the sink? That's a big problem for me. Or like they are messy. They're dropping stuff all over the place. Because sometimes I can be like a neat freak. Because that's the way I like to organize stuff. So maybe I'll have a problem with that. But I would definitely say that it's fine to have these rules and these boundaries. And it's fine to communicate them to people. So you can say, I really want to spend 3 months with my family. Or I really want to spend 2 weeks with my family uninterrupted. And I want to spend 2 weeks with your family, the spouse's family, uninterrupted. Right? That's fine. Absolutely fine. I'm not even questioning her reasoning or her, you know, but you know, sometimes these rules will be broken, and that's what's happening here. Like, her husband's mom is encroaching on her own family's time, where she's just showing up, you know, regardless of the rules that have been set out. Right? So what I'm thinking is that you kind of have to find out why. So, you know, if I lived in the same environment as my parents, or if we were like neighbors, I'll be going over there every night to have some food. Like, I will stop over at my parents' house before I even get home to have food. And if they were like, Ozzy, you can only come by twice a week, I would totally disregard that, you know, because I'll feel like, your family, I'm going to abuse this, right? So, but they would still communicate it to me that, okay, hello, is this twice a week? You know, you should go home. I don't know that this will ever happen in my setting, because like I told you guys, we spend a lot of time around each other when we can. But I would say, like, still communicate to that person in a very nice way, or have your husband do it. Because I feel like if you as a daughter-in-law are communicating rules to your mother-in-law, it's not going to end well. It's not going to look good. It's not a good look at all. So I think that the husband should communicate with his family, and I will communicate with mine. So if you're having problems, and you know, and with your mother-in-law coming up around all the time, maybe you have your husband talk to her and find out why she's coming over all the time. Because like, there could be a reason, legit reason. She could be lonely, right? She could miss her son a lot and be lonely, or she may want to just see her grandkids if you have those, you know. So sometimes we think that setting these rules, making sure that there's even time on both sides, is being fair. But sometimes it's not, because sometimes even your parents don't want to be around you that long, right? Yeah, you think that they want to be around you that long, but they don't want to. They want to do all other things. They want to travel. They want to explore other places. So make sure that you're being fair. And when I say fair, I mean his mom might actually need more time with him or with the family than your parents need more time with you. But you think that, oh, we need to be even on both sides. But no. So, like, make rules with the possibility of adjustments. So, if this doesn't work, how can I make it work? What can I do to make this work? Kind of, you know? I'm not a relationship advisor. I don't even know anything about it. Like, I'm just, like, going with it. I told you guys, when my mom-in-law was coming, I was going crazy, calling everybody, trying to figure out how to do stuff. But I have my own opinions, too. And don't take them as what to do in your specific scenario, right? Everybody's life is different. Yours is going to be totally different from mine. My dynamic, what is totally cool with me may not be cool with you. For instance, I'm cool with people coming, like my parents-in-law coming and staying as long as possible. I'm cool with my own parents coming and staying as long as they want to. But I know certain people that are not cool with that. And that's perfectly fine, right? So take my own gist and just like, see where it kind of fits with yours. And if it fits, the shoe fits, you can apply it, all right? But I'm saying in general, the general rules of the universe, right? We all accept these rules. That making rules and giving people these rules, even though it's your own space, sometimes it doesn't come off well. So you may want to have your husband do it. And then one thing my mom told me that I always keep at back of my mind, when she was leaving and my mom-in-law was coming, my mom said to me, remember that one day you two are going to be a mother-in-law, right? So anyhow that you want your daughter-in-law to treat you, that's exactly how you should treat your mother-in-law. Whatever you wouldn't want your daughter-in-law to do to you, don't do to your mother-in-law, basically. So these are the rules of life, right? She's not coming to tell us how to raise our kid, you know? If that was the case, then nobody likes to be told what to do, basically. So that's what's happening. Talking a little bit more about just mother-in-law dynamics with daughter-in-law. I think for the most part, I've been blessed. And I feel like at the helm of the issue or crucial is respect, right? If you respect people, I feel like they would... Okay, let me give you guys an example. That I create all these funny scenarios in my head, right? One example is in my husband's family, in his tribe, I guess, the Yoruba people of Nigeria. My husband's from the West and I'm from the East. So we speak different languages, we have different cultures and traditions, right? In my husband's part of the country, they curtsy to greet their parents, right? That means that they bend the knee. And sometimes some people get, you know, some people like eye service. Some people can even kneel all the way, go all the way to the floor. So every time you see an elder, you would curtsy to greet them, right? The ladies would curtsy. The men would prostrate. Like, it's almost like you're touching the ground. You're laying on the ground, basically, to greet your elders. And in my part of the country, we don't do any of that stuff. Right, not to say it's bad or anything, not to say that we don't respect people, but we just don't curtsy to people. So one thing I was worried about was that when my mother-in-law comes around, how am I going to be curtsying all the time? Because sometimes I'll forget, like, and I was worried that, oh my god, if I forget, they may think I'm not respectful. I've never really greeted my parents by bending the knee all the time, like good morning, good afternoon, you know, like, or so I'm like, hey god, like, I don't want it to now seem like. And then I noticed my husband, he doesn't curtsy to his parents, right? But one of his friends told me that he may have been doing that when he was much younger. You don't know how many years he has done that, so don't go by his example. So I was like, okay, chai. So when my mother-in-law arrived, because she arrived before my father-in-law, I curtsied. Curtsy means I didn't kneel down. I didn't go all the way to the ground, but I tried to. Subsequently, I would totally forget. Like, I would be talking to her. I'll greet her. But then I'll realize, like, seconds later, that, oh my God, I didn't curtsy. Should I curtsy now? Or, like, after the fact, like, how is it going to work? But every once in a while now, I do when I remember, right? And I feel bad when I don't. But then I realized that for me, every time I would curtsy, it's like a game in my head. It's like, I'm play acting kind of, you know what I mean? Like, it's because it's something that I'm learning to do. You understand? So, but that's something that I would totally do if that's what they want me to do, because the relationship is important to me. But honestly, I forget because I'm 30 something. I'm not going to tell you guys. And for 30 something years, I've not been doing that. So, but every time I remember, oh, I do it. But yeah, those are something kind of things that I was worried about. So I totally understand, you know, when people worry about stuff, but I just gave you an example of something that I worry about. So be nice should probably be number one. And number two should be respectful. All right. And things will work out. But there are certain people who are meddlesome and they're troublesome, right? In that case, I would think if my in-laws were meddlesome and troublesome, I'd probably spend more time upstairs in my room, you know, than around them, because I wouldn't want any situation where trouble will erupt like a volcano, right? So, yeah. So I read this piece or this question on the New York Times, and I was like, wow. First off, I was so amazed about how culture is so different, where people are really putting down rules and a lot of times for interactions, especially with their family, like with their in-laws and stuff, because I don't really do that. Maybe I will start doing that in the future. Who knows? I don't know. But right now, I don't see the need for that. Honestly, I don't see the need for that. Like, even like having people over and people staying late, I'm not the kind of person that if I have you over and you're staying late and I'm tired, I will sleep. Like, I will not stay up just because I'm trying to hear your dry jokes. So I try to decompress and make my life so super easy. And when you notice I'm sleeping, you will bounce, you know. So I don't necessarily worry about things like that, but I really understand when people do, and I probably should have more rules in my life, but who knows. Anyway, guys, thank you guys for listening to this episode. I'm not going to edit this because, honestly, there's just no time to do so. And I want to be more natural with my responses. I don't want to be, like, cutting things out, you know? I want people to see how it's made, how the cookie's made, and appreciate it better that way. I try not to say anything that'll get me fired. I don't generally say things that get me fired. I think my guests sometimes say stuff that they call me and they're like, oh, please cut that out, you know. And so I respect that. But yeah, I try to be as real as possible and talk about stuff that, you know, as it affects me. But just know that I'm really struggling with this new mom stuff. Sometimes I get it right, sometimes I don't. I haven't figured out a bedtime routine. My baby sleeps at any time. Like, I don't really put her to sleep at 7 o'clock because I'm just like, what's the point? If I put my baby to sleep at 7, by the time I'm ready to sleep at 9 or 10, she's wide awake. Or maybe, I mean, she's not going to sleep the whole night through. So I'm not really a stickler for making unnecessary rules that put you in some kind of bondage, right? So her bedtime routine is that, yeah, she's going to get a shower and then I'm going to sing a song or read a book to her. If she gets lucky. And then we say a prayer and she goes to sleep. But I would try to do it around a certain specific time every day. But it's not 7 o'clock. Because I've been to people's houses and the babies are going to sleep at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. She still has to feed at some point. So I'm not going to do that to myself. Oh, wait. Before I leave, what do you guys think about the story or the scenario that I just read out to you? Is it a deal breaker if people show up at your house? First off, do you think I'm crazy saying that my parents can stay over for 4 months at a time or 5 months and not care? Do you think that I should have more rules about how long people can stay? How do you do it? Do you have rules about how long your parents can stay, if they can stay over? This person, her mother-in-law stayed over for one night and she was like totally pissed. What are your rules and how does it work for you? Listen, no answer is wrong. Every answer is good. No answer is wrong. Every answer is your opinion, and your opinion counts. All right. So the way it works for you is not the way that it's going to work for me. And that's totally fine. So let me know how it works for you guys and what you guys do differently. For me, I don't really care at this point because I feel like if my parents show up for 6 months, guess what? I'm going to try to have another baby so you can help me with that child. Or you're just going to have to help me out with the one that I have right now. I'm not totally bothered about it. I actually enjoy having them around because I noticed that before my parents came, Ade and I were just stuck in routine. We had no time to do anything. Now we actually have time. Like yesterday, I told Ade to meet me at this massage place, wellness place, and we had like a couple's massage. That was never possible when we're by ourselves because we always had to be with the baby. But now we have family, we can actually do stuff together. So I feel like these are the benefits. These are the benefits. Another thing is that I'm getting to know my in-laws more. Like I told you guys, I never spent time with them before now. So my father-in-law was a diplomat, was a career diplomat. And I'm spending all this time getting to know about the places he's been, the people that he's met, his view on stuff. Because I don't really know what his views are. This is a great time to know what his views are. This is a great time to know my mother-in-law well because she's the one who raised my husband, right? If she didn't raise him, I wouldn't be seeing any husband to marry. So I'm trying to get into her mind, like, what kind of person is she? And I ask a lot of questions, and I try not to because I interview people for the podcast. So I don't have a shortage of questions to ask. But I feel like this time is crucial to get to know each other. Now, maybe after this time, I'll be like, okay, I have known them now. Everybody to your tent. Oh, Israel! But no. At this point, I feel like, and I'm very new in marriage, so like I said, my own opinion right now, in 2 years, I may come on here and tell you guys something totally different. And that's okay. That's life. Sometimes we learn and evolve. Sometimes we learn and adjust, right? Sometimes we just learn and do nothing. So my views today might be different from my views in 2024. But that's totally fine. And it's totally fine to have different views as you get more information. So how are you guys doing it over there? Let me know. If you have the Anchor app, they have a section where you can actually send in a voice message and we can play it on the next episode. Or you can send an email to talesbydrozy@gmail.com. Let me know if you guys enjoy these uncut episodes and I'll do more of these. All right? Yeah, guys, that's it. Unedited episode one over. And I will see you guys on the next one. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Hey listener, what do you think about this episode? Do you have a question or some feedback that you would like to provide or a suggestion for a future guest? Now you can send me a voice message. Voice messages are an easy way for you to send me audio messages that just might end up on a future episode of the podcast. You can send me a voice message right now just by clicking on the link in my show notes. Can't wait to hear from you.